Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The first year after Walt DeBoer started Lithia Motors in Ashland, Oregon in 1946, he sold 14 cars. Today's sales are measured in billions of dollars. When DeBoer died in 1968, his 25-year-old son, Sid, took over the business. By the 1990s, the business had grown to 5 stores and 19 franchises in Southern Oregon. That's when DeBoer decided on a strategy of buying dealerships in small towns he knew well and applying his techniques to increase sales. At the same time, he diversified westward and used an equity offering to raise funds instead of increasing unpredictable bank debt. In 1996, the company's stock offering raised $25 million for his expansion plans. By 2000, the company's dealerships numbered 40. 10 years after the public offering, Lithia Motors owned 94 car dealerships in 13 states and was the 8th largest car dealer in the country. The choice of relying on equity, not debt, proved wise during the 2008 Great Recession. With dealerships offering multiple brands throughout the Pacific Northwest, California, Texas, and other states, Lithia's annual sales exceeded $4 billion in 2013. Today, the company, named after Ashland's Lithia Water and headquartered in Medford, employs more than 5,000 employees. Today's episode of As It was written by Dennis M. Powers, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.